Let's call the meeting to order. Roll call.
Murphy.
Here.
Buffo.
Here.
Perry. Ping.
Yes.
Robbins.
Here.
Stuber.
Here.
All right. Join me in that pledge of
allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I invite you to remain standing if you wish. Be careful if you sit down, the chairs will roll. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to come here as your servants, as servants of the village of Tolono. We ask you to open our ears, open our hearts, and open all of our minds to hear and perceive the hearts and the thoughts of the people of our community. And Lord, we just thank you for your wisdom being manifest and letting your wisdom reign through this whole situation. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right. We need to approve a contract with one of Fighty's daggies.
I believe he has the contract.
Do you have the copy? Okay, cool. I thought I'd give it back to you. I was hoping I did.
So do you want him to explain what's going on?
I will.
Perfect. Cancellation.
Okay. So we need a motion to approve a contract with Berkshire Hathaway Home. That's what I'm doing. Just wait one second, please. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Snyder Real Estate. We're canceling out of the agreement with Keller Williams and moving on to this new service so we can stay with Wade as our real estate broker. So I need a motion. One of you guys.
Motion to approve the cancellation of the Keller Williams real estate contract and motion to also approve the Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Snyder Real Estate contract. Yes.
Second.
All right.
Buffo?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
All right. Okay.
So he needs to sign.
I need that. Can you hand me the public comment thing and I'll sign this thing and
date right there.
Oh. Just right next to here. She'll need a copy of it.
Yeah,
I'll be good.
Randy, I'll email your copies to her.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Put this in between us. All right, let's go ahead. I guess this meeting is going to be about whether we should, well, kind of two things. Taxing weed and also if we're going to sell it in town. Kind of goes hand in hand. If we're not going to sell it, we don't need to pass the thing about taxing it. We can still pass the tax even if we don't sell it. But kind of goes both ways. So, Gary, you're first on the list. You want to come up and... We like you kind of... Either you can sit in that chair or you can stand there right in front of that black mic right there on that table.
Okay.
So the whole world can hear you.
Okay.
You can go ahead and start.
Go ahead.
Gary
Musson. My name's Gary Musson. I live in Sadorus. My whole life, my grandparents lived here in Tolono, both sets. Went to school here. Farmer, I got farm land in Tolono Township. My daughter and her husband and my grandchildren live here in Tolono. Obviously, this is a concern to me. I'll tell you a story. There's a group of people that live next to a woods, and they wanted to trap some of the animals in the woods, a whole group of them. And they decided to put some the feed that they like on the ground, and they watched, and the animals came and ate it. They put up a fence on one side of the feed and observed, and they came back. They kept feeding them, and they kept coming back. So they put up the fence on the on another side of the feed. Same situation, they came back, set up a fence on the other side of the feed. Obviously, they liked the food, they came back, they kept coming back. But the last fence, piece of fence they put up had a gate in it. So they put the fence on the fourth side of this feed with the gate in it. All the animals came in. They shut the gate, and they had the animals. So, I'm against cannabis. There are no amount of tax dollars or revenue that can pay for the pain and suffering that cannabis has already created in this country, nor from this time forward will any amount of tax dollars or revenue pay for that, the pain and suffering that they will cause for this country and for this town area. So my illustration is to point out that this is a trap. It's a situation where we don't want to go. We've been in this situation. I think everybody knows the consequences of cannabis and what it's caused, the pain and suffering that it's caused. And I just thank you for letting me give my opinion. And I would, my opinion, of course, is not to sell or anything else that's considered on the right side of cannabis. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I lost the list.
Bonnie.
I'm sorry, Bonnie.
It's okay.
It took me a second. I was like, I know it's Avi.
Hi, my name is Bonnie Musson, and I'm from Sedoris, but I also have lived here all my life, basically, and my grandchildren are here, and my daughter and her husband are here. And I have some little light reading for you guys that I have studied and looked about the effects of cannabis and selling it in towns in Colorado, and what, and this is about the sheriff's concern in Illinois about the effects of what could happen and will probably happen. And I am very concerned about this. I think it is a terrible idea to open up this Pandora's box, because once it's opened, it's going to be really hard to close back in. And I would implore you to think about what's going to happen if you start selling that in this town. Who's going to come here to buy this stuff? What's that going to cause? Would you want your children to be around this area where this is being sold? And what if somebody is not in their right mind that's coming to buy this stuff, and they start doing things and become violent? What are your children going to see? They could possibly be hurt, or even worse, or even you, or someone you know, your neighbors. And I think you really need to consider the dangers of this. And it seems innocent to a lot of people, but it's not. And this is just the beginning. You start out with marijuana, then they're going to want something stronger. So if you get them hooked on marijuana, then what's the next step going to be? And the next step going to be? And that's going to hurt families. It's going to hurt this town. And no amount of money in the world is worth seeing people's lives ruined, families ruined, or hurt, or anything else like that. So I thank you for your time, and I would like to leave this so you can leave it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can leave it up here, and then what we'll have is we'll have Brandy scan it, and then she can email it out to all the board members.
Thank you.
Thank you. Be nice if I could always find my cursor. Okay, Roy? Perfect.
Name's Rory Rudrick. I've lived in town 60 years. Grew up, no problem. Problem with this is marijuana. Everybody says, don't cause no problems. It can and will lead to stronger stuff. I am a foster care parent. Because of that, marijuana does not do no darn or damage. So I've got papers that I've gotten from being in foster care beginning of the year for every one of y'all.
Okay.
And if you allow this in, what's their project for out of school? You tell these kids no, but then you're going ahead and letting go. So that's about it. Other than, like I said, it's not right.
Thank you
for your time.
Thank you. Pastor Young?
You want me to go first? I thought that was for me. The timer. I'm just going to read a couple of excerpts. I've already voiced my opinion. I wish the governor would have never pushed this issue, but it has always been pushed on us. I'm encouraging you not to do in any way side up to it, make judgments against it. And my purpose for doing so is the issue of the family and how it affects the family. And I've talked to a lot of people about this issue, and they always bring up the tax base. My first and only statistic from this group is a group out of Colorado, the Centennial Institute. They did a study, this is what they found in their study, that for every dollar gained in tax revenue, now this was taken from Colorado statistics, for every dollar gained in tax revenue, Coloradians spent approximately $4.50 to mitigate the effects of legalization. Costs related to healthcare system, costs related to high school truancy, costs related to emergency services for children that got a hold of the edibles. All of those things are things that I'm sure most people don't think about when it comes to this issue. I've got quite a few. I've got a occupational health and safety, actually two of them. Imprimis, which comes from a college. I'm going to leave that with you as well. Unpacking Pots, impact on Colorado. And then the last thing that I brought you is retail pot opting out, and it's geared toward communities that are desiring to opt out of it. All right, so I'm going to leave that all for you. And the last thing that I wanted to read before, this is from Newsweek, October 2, 2019, The Unexpected Side Effects of Legalizing Weed. And it was taken from a little town on the 70 corridor, not far from Denver, Colorado. And like many, that they're looking for some kind of increase in their tax base, and so they decided to vote this in. And so I'm just going to read just a few minutes, and then I'll let everybody else talk. There was a immediate increase in taxes, of course, in that first year, but in the latter part of it, this is what they wrote. The wave of enthusiasm following the passage of Amendment 64 has given way to a drip, drip, drip of unintended consequences. Law enforcement issues, such as marijuana-intoxicated driving, and the illegal movement of vast amounts of cannabis products into other states, are the tip of the iceberg. The social and law enforcement issues resulting from the Colorado Interstate pot pipeline prompted Nebraska and Oklahoma to file lawsuits against the state, citing the facts that marijuana commerce violates federal law and increases the burden of law enforcement on other states. Other symptoms of Colorado's pot culture included increased use among teens, resulting in educational problems in middle schools and high schools, and a spike in edible-related emergency room visits, consumption by children and pets, resulting in illness and even death, and the regulatory confusion surrounding the public consumption. Colorado's addiction to cannabis revenue may prove to be the most harmful implication of all. Towns such as DeBec, where cannabis is replacing coal and cattle as a means of income, imperil themselves by staking their future on a substance that is still illegal in most states and that half Americans still regards as a social evil. In 2014 and 15, nearly 6 million in pot revenues have been distributed to local governments, but the cost of increased law enforcement, drugged driving incidents, fatal crashes, loss of productivity, and a huge spike in gang-related crime bring into question the cost-benefit of those dollars. I just want to add that to the pile of, I know you don't have enough reading, but I encourage you to take a look and peruse through these, and I encourage you to say no to anything that opens the door for cannabis in Tolono. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Well, I just wanted to say amen to what's already been said so far, and plead with you not to open the community up to this. I also think that you need to make a decision on and not just let it hang open. I think to let it be open, it's going to not safeguard for future. For when somebody comes in and says they want to start something or they want to open something up as far as business, the decision will already be made. I hope it'll be made to not allow that. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Daniel.
Okay, I hate to be the pragmatist in the room. No, I don't. I love it.
You only got 5 minutes, though.
I understand. I only got 5 minutes, and tonight we're home today. The question before the board tonight is not whether to allow cannabis in Tolono. Cannabis is in Tolono. It's been in Tolono since the 60s. It's now legal in Tolono. You cannot regulate its usage. You can regulate where it's used, but you can't regulate whether people use it in Tolono or not. You can't regulate whether the police have problems. They may or may not have problems related to cannabis. We don't know that. What we do know is that if we don't approve the sale in Tolono, that we will never have the ability to recoup through tax money that which we're spending through the police department. Trust me, I know it's 14 minutes from here to the dispensary. 14 minutes. You can drive there and back in half an hour, if there's no line, but there's always a line. Now, I realize that nobody's interested in selling in Tolono right now. I get that. As was stated by the last lady so eloquently, we need to close the door on this, but we need to close the door with a yes, because whether or not you approve of cannabis, whether or not you like cannabis, I've never used it. I don't know whether it's any good for me or not. It's irrelevant. The governor has said that we can use it. The governor has said that the people of Tolono can use it. All you're debating is whether to allow to sell it and collect taxes on it. That stuff's coming here. It's 14 minutes away. The whole idea of saying we want all of the problems that these previous people have described, we want all of that to come to our town and not be able to collect tax money to fight it, is really kind of silly. I know that this is unusual and kind of a loss for words. It is my firmly held belief that the government should be non-intrusive. Even your squad car said the preservation of liberty. Whether this is damaging for individual people or not is not what's being debated here. The governor said it's legal. The House of Representatives said it's legal, the Senate said it's legal. The question is, are we going to tax it so that we have that money at our disposal to fight the ill effects of it, or are we going to let Champaign collect all that tax money and they'll fight it on their end and we'll just have to fund it through our real estate taxes or our sales taxes or some other method? I yield back the rest of my time. Thank you for your
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I watch too much C-SPAN, don't I?
I was thinking the same thing.
Exactly. Kevin?
Well, I ought to tell you that I have friends in Colorado that make their living growing marijuana. I have a daughter here in Illinois that tells me in December, what's the big deal? It'll be legal in January. Well, personally, I think our governors that come from Chicago, the most corrupt city in the nation, ought to be impeached. And if it doesn't happen, I'm on my way out of Illinois. Partly because of regulations or questions like this. Why would Tolono want to become a town known as marijuana distributors? Not the distributors themselves, you. Because you're the ones that are saying, well, we're thinking about allowing it. We're thinking about allowing abortion. We're thinking about all kinds of things that somebody else says is legal. Legal doesn't make it right. If they've got to go to Champaign to get this stuff for a period of time, bye! You realize, of course, that it's, 42% cheaper to buy it on the street than it is in Champaign? $100 an ounce in Champaign. Buy it on the street for $60 an ounce. Where would you buy it? And these people aren't always the sharpest knives in the drawer, but they're not stupid with money. Right? So you ought to bring it down here because we can have some taxes. And I'm sure that that's why Illinois is shrinking in population, because of taxes. We tax everything. We got a governor now that says we're going to hold school money until he gets his new tax base through the Constitution. Really? That sounds kind of like extortion to me, and a reason to impeach him. Folks, you're going to do what you're going to do. No amount of talking or paper is going to change it. But I've seen the outcome of it on both sides of the argument. And it's never good, ever. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Any, Jeff, you want to talk?
Why not?
Definitely.
You guys know me. I've been running that bar on and off for the last 20 years. I don't drink, okay, but, you know, don't fault me for that. But that's not the issue tonight. I tell you, what I see is a bunch of people scared, sticking their heads in the sand, wishing this will all go away. But it's not going to go away, okay? I mean, this guy's right. Weed's here. Weed's been here since the 60s. We took, and for years and years and years, the churches pulled the little strings, okay? I mean, we couldn't sell alcohol until 1 o'clock on a Sunday. I watched my tax dollars going down the road for years because I couldn't serve a beer before 12 o'clock on a Sunday. So there you go, you know, no revenue, no taxes for the city, no businesses. Murphy, y'all have changed that. My Sundays now are my best days, you know, and I mean, that increases the taxes I'm paying. I do, you know, I mean, I do what I can for the city. I like to spend my money local. I like to see my local money doing local things. But if you guys miss out on this train, don't come begging to the city people saying, how come you're not doing enough for me? You can't sit here and stick your heads in the sand and pretend these problems aren't already here. You know, I mean, I've seen it. Shoot, you know, I see people drinking alcohol all day long. I know alcohol's a problem. Alcohol's a hell of a lot bigger problem than marijuana is. I mean, I see the effects. Alcohol changes your perception. Alcohol changes your decision making. Marijuana doesn't do that. And, you know, I don't get it. Why are we going to let another town take the money we should have? That's all I got to say.
Thank you, sir.
Since I forgot to reset the timer anyway. Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say to that, just because there's a dragon in the town, we don't need to feed it.
The dragon's been here all along.
We don't need to feed it, though.
It has nothing to do with having your head in the sand.
Right. And I'm not afraid.
Right.
Well, I don't think Tolono should just sit there and off the few voices in here. You know, I think Tolono should have a voice. I think it should get a citywide vote. I really do. You know, I mean, granted, yeah, I'm looking at it from a business standpoint. Yeah, I'd be interested in building a place to sell it. Yeah, sure I would. I like money, just like the rest of y'all. You do what you have to do to be in business. But I'm careful. I don't sell to underage. I don't permit illegal gambling. You know, you can check my records, and I'm sure y'all have. You know, I'm not a bad guy. But at least if I get this modicum of control, I can make sure that the people that are purchasing it are purchasing it legally. You know, and I would like to see it, you know, just for medical myself. You know, I mean, the recreational, it's, you know, these guys are just going right down the road right now. I mean, the guy's right, 17 minutes, you're there and back. And, you know, we can't stop that. The state government has told us, yep, we're going to do that because the state is so money hungry. And, yeah, people are leaving the state because it's being taxed. It's being taxed to death. But, unfortunately, one of the reasons the state is in such bad shape is because they weren't collecting enough taxes to start with. You know, we're a broke-ass state, and we need to start putting the revenues in the coffers if we ever want to see anything like our water system fixed or, you know, our schools improved. That money's got to come from somewhere, and it's not going to come from real estate taxes, because they're already at the hilt. So you really got to consider giving the city a chance to make a vote on this. Not just us. I mean, the city needs a voice here. And I'm not the voice.
And that's a possibility. Gary, do you want to say something?
I just forgot some of the things I was going to say. I buy my gas here. I eat in the local restaurants. I have my cars repaired here. As a farmer, I bought fertilizer and chemicals here in town. I've gone to the park, played in the park. My tax money has been coming to this community for my whole life. Went to school here. All of those things, all these businesses, I've got my, there's an appliance store here in town. I've had them come and fix my appliances. My dollars have come to this town. But I don't want these dollars. That's like Elaine said, don't feed the businesses that are supporting the families in this town, but not the ones that aren't.
And find ways of drawing other businesses that will still be a tax base.
We're looking for ideas. If you have ideas,
businesses
bring them to us. We've tried bringing businesses in. And
We were asked by the Tuscola Mexican restaurant, the owner there, he wanted to know if there was a building in town.
I talked to him at length. There's no building in town to put one, though.
Yeah.
That's the problem. He'd have to build a complete new building, and he can't afford that. Mm. It's funny, I just, a couple, like 2 months ago, had the same conversation with him.
Were you eating down there?
Huh?
Were you eating
I met with family, it's halfway, so.
Yeah.
But I was just glad to hear some interest. You know,
there's some interest.
I didn't really think.
But we need something other than a restaurant. We've got decent restaurants here in town. We need a business. We just got one business in town, which will be nice. But now we're out of buildings again. I mean, we're out of houses to sell, just about. We're out of buildings.
We're out of buildings that are in shape to be able to.
How are we ever going to get the money to get these things going?
And that's a problem.
That's the
and then the next thing that the governor is talking about, he's talking about holding the money back from the schools, but he's also talking about taking another. We took a hit. The local government took a hit 3 years ago. They took how much percent out of our operating?
10%.
So our tax dollars, like our sales tax, goes to the state, and then the state cuts us a check for our portion of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a couple years ago, they decided they're going to charge us for that, and then they took a portion of it.
Of course.
And now, if he doesn't get his graduated tax, like he's going to hold the money back from the school, the other component of that, he's talking about taking how many percent?
5%.
Another 5% from us, again. We cut budgets 3 years ago. I mean, we keep cutting, and we have a failing water system, we have a failing sewer system, they're completely failing. If we don't get more businesses, I'm not advocating either way right now. I'm just saying, I agree with you, we need other businesses in here, and we're looking for ideas. I mean, any kind of idea to bring businesses in. Because everybody on the board has tried. I talked to the Tuscola guy too.
Yeah.
And there's no place for him to come. There's no buildings, and building a building and finding a place to build a building is a little rough. We're out of spaces to build stuff until we start annexing more land in, until we start, and that kind of stuff. We're out of subdivisions.
There were some when we opened new subdivisions.
Huh?
There were some when we opened new subdivisions.
But they're all full.
New subdivisions were full of a bunch of houses.
They're all full, though. Every lot's full. So we
say that.
Yeah, we have to
build a bunch of houses, fill the subdivisions.
Yeah.
But there were places to build other things when those subdivisions opened. I understand farmers around here too. You know, their farm, if they're going to sell it at all, which is highly unlikely.
But we need farm ground too. So I mean, there's a catch-22.
Right.
So I mean, it's like that's we're a rural community, and a lot of our money is from the farmers.
Yeah.
So
I understand it.
Yeah.
So I've been around all my life. All my father's life, all my grandfather's life.
Yeah.
My great-grandfather was here. Been around a long time. We used to own bars uptown. Jack's used to be Shipley's. All right? I understand this from numerous angles. And tell him this farmer's got to sell his land to build a business, that ain't gonna work. Everything around here is made out of gold, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean,
I didn't say it wasn't hard.
We have lots of problems, but not lots of solutions.
Really?
So,
this.
And I'm not saying this is a solution.
This
but
income revenue that you're talking right now isn't one of them. It really isn't.
One point that was made, and it's kind of, it was actually an interesting point that was made, is we have it here now. How do we pay to, we can't, we're having a hard time getting police officers here in town because we don't pay as much as County, U of I, Champaign, Parkland. They all make a lot more than our police officers here in town. So if we do hire a police officer, they still know from us. We train them, we get them going, and then they go on to greener pastures because they can make a lot more money. Live here, and then, because I mean, how many police officers do we have live here in town? There's a lot.
Dad used to be one of them too.
Yeah. So we can't attract them because we can't pay them, and then we keep cutting our budget. So it's getting to the point where, I mean, lots of ideas and so to think about. Yes, ma'am.
I still think that the cost is greater and it's a broader scope than what we would ever, if you want to say we benefit from the taxes, than we would ever benefit from the taxes. So I'm saying the cost is greater.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be paying more for it if we allow this than we would ever take in. And then you're going to be using those same tax dollars that you took in to have to deal with the problems that it's causing. Just like with the school kids and all the other things that were listed on some of the papers.
That is essentially just exactly what three of those. One of those is it's a 90-page report that was put out by an organization to determine what the cost effect was for Colorado. And the sum of what they said was for every dollar that came in, $4.50 went out because of the problems related to the sale of cannabis. Now they didn't look into the alcohol issue at all. They were looking at what the difference sales of cannabis had on the families in Colorado. And so I would encourage you to read those reports.
And I think there's things that we don't even think about, and we know a family personally that was living in Colorado, and they have, I think, three kids.
Yeah.
And they were living in an apartment, and they had to move because other people were using the cannabis in the apartment, and it was filtering into their apartment. And they've got kids, and so they, you know, things like that. I mean, you don't think about just, you know, what, things
like
that.
Well, we had the public health department here, too, and they had an interesting conversation about use and where to use it, where you can use it, where you can't use it. And
that was that young lady earlier this
year. Yeah,
yes.
And that was interesting too. And even if we don't pass the marijuana, I mean, it's going to be here. They're going to buy it in Champaign
yes.
or Bannon. They're going to bring it here.
That's true.
That might not be a bad thing to pursue also, is where they can use it and where they can't use it.
But I think in bringing it to having it as a business and selling it, it's just going to open the community up to a larger group than if we decide no, we don't want it sold here, you'll have to go somewhere else to get it. I just think that there are going to be more people that, you know, they'll buy it up there and maybe they'll come and use it here, maybe they won't. But there'll be people coming here to buy it and possibly using it that would if we're not selling it.
Well, yeah, there'd be people coming to buy it. Those people would be spending money at Casey's to get their gas. They'd be spending money at Subway getting their lunch.
Their munchies.
You know, I mean, yeah, there's periphery on every side of this, okay? I mean, you say that, you know, it's going to increase the amount of broken families. I don't see where, you know, it's already here. It's been here. Why are we throwing up a red flag saying, Oh no, it's going to break families apart. It's been doing that for 50 years. And to use that as an excuse to say no, I say is not good.
Heroin's no. already here too, but we don't say yes to it.
Oh, we're talking about apples and oranges here, by the way.
Not really.
You're saying that heroin is already here. You say heroin is the same as marijuana? I don't know.
No, but I didn't want to say it. I said that you're saying because it's already here, we ought to sell it.
No,
I'm
not
saying
that
heroin's already here. Why wouldn't we make it legal?
All right, guys. That's enough about that. Justin and Wade, do you want to say anything?
You were talking about, and being part of zoning board, I'm not going to speak a lot, but we talk about our broken infrastructure here. And where the money's gonna come from to help fix that broken infrastructure. Like our sewer plant. I live on the southeast side of town where we have water main breaks a lot. How would this help, as far as the tax revenue, to get that infrastructure repaired, replaced? I mean, would that be an advantage to saying, yes, it can be sold here and taxed?
The sewer plant's at end of life. It's running at 98% capacity. The lowest cost one is $7 million. We would have to like quadruple everybody's rates. I mean, we have different studies and stuff to look at it, but there's not really any grants out there right now. There's one for water that we're kind of looking at, but sewer plant, I think it was, what, 5% back or something? Maybe. So in this day and age, I don't want to tax the, I don't want to raise rates. I like our rates where they're at. So.
And being in real estate, I deal with clients that one of the big things they look at is the property taxes. And they go into an area and they go, oh, why is it $5,000 here for this property, but one just like it in a smaller town is half that price? So do you really want your property taxes doubled to have to take care of some of this infrastructure? I don't. I like my property taxes where they are. That's one reason why we live here in Tulum.
Justin, do you have anything to add?
I guess, does anybody have any numbers of the income that we'd be looking at?
No.
Unfortunately. And right now it's brand new. I mean, that's why it's like,
right.
There's, you have the huge lines at the two dispensaries. Give it a month or two, is it gonna, the line's gonna go slow down? Because it was brought up in here, it's a lot cheaper to buy it on the street corner than it is at the place.
Yeah.
At least you're legal if you buy it there. It, you can buy it in town and pay a third of the price. Yes, sir.
Okay, you know, you're talking about the sewer plant. I was here when it was put in.
Mm-hmm.
And when it was put in, it's outdated then, brand new.
Probably.
So,
I would, wouldn't disagree.
By January 3rd, where I worked at, three people was fired because of marijuana. Doing it there at the plant because it was recreational and they could do it at their break. It didn't count. They're gone. So it does hurt the family. And now there's three families without income coming in.
Well, there's, and the thing about it is it doesn't affect several of our board members here because we can't use it anyway. Our job won't let us. We're writing a policy in town, so it's going to restrict our employees from using it. So,
well,
and most, a lot of places are going to that now.
With me being in foster care, state's in the, one of the things. But
you can't do it either, so.
About the daycare. Jared's got his kid at somebody's house. They've got marijuana-infused gummy bears. His kid gets a hold of three or four of them and eats, hey, candy. What's Jared going to do? What's he going to feel like? So, you know, there's that possibility going at you.
Where do they buy them? You know, they buy them in Champagne.
It's too late.
They buy them here.
It's too late.
It's too late.
The
then.
Kids already took
it's just,
it.
It's just like a bottle of aspirin or prescription or a bottle that a kid gets a hold of. So you can put some more out there.
Yeah, you're just making it more available than it already is.
It's available now. I'm just trying to make sure that Tulum gets a little piece of the tax off. You know, I mean, we can't just continue to sit there and say, well, if we don't do it, then our troubles are all going to go away. It's not going to happen that way. And you know that, and I know that.
We're hoping for less troubles. We don't want to make more trouble. We don't want to make more problems. We don't want to have to pay for more problems. We don't have to fix more things. And using the tax dollars you just made to try and fix the things that a lot of things can't be fixed.
Yeah.
But it's already been, you've opened up a can of worms. The governor opened up a can of worms.
Yeah.
I just don't want the worms opened up in Tulum.
Medical marijuana is an issue as well. They've suggested my wife use that until the doctor got to her and said, well, there's no real regulation with what you get out there, including the pharmaceuticals.
The kind, you mean? The type of
what's in it? How much is in it? So including pharmaceuticals, it's just a crapshoot what you get.
Mm-hmm.
So even her doctor that originally was saying, yeah, maybe we're going to do that, says, no, we're not going to do that because of these issues. Mm-hmm. Folks, what are you going to say? What are you going to do? Yeah, I know the governor says it. I know Colorado and George Soros out there that runs Colorado does all that stuff too. Looks like our friends out there growing it. He's making money off of it.
Well, it looks like we have lots of.
Don't necessarily get money, but I don't want to bring it to the sail ship next door. You know what I mean?
Looks like we have a lot of decisions, and we might look into a referendum to see how. Never done one before.
Mm-hmm.
Just talking to Brandy, we were whispering up here about it. She's not done one in this county either, but we have Rena that works for us, and I'm sure she could guide us through that process. We can look into it. Any of the board members want to say anything? Over here.
To answer Justin's question, it is a 20% tax for medical or marijuana-infused products, so you get an extra 20% tax on that. It's a 35%.
You can only tax up to 3%.
Yeah, but the state's already taxed it.
35% THC or higher, you get an extra 25% taxes. So anything that's edible infused, you get on top of that. You get a 3% tax on the sale of the tax. And if we have somebody that wants to come here and be a grower, we get an extra 7% tax on top of that. So you get a 3% tax plus a 7% tax. So that'd be a 10% tax that we would get if somebody would to come here, be a grower, and sell that within our municipality. But to answer the gentleman's questions earlier, just in January is $10 million revenue alone, $7.3 million in tax of cannabis, and $3 million in tax revenue from the sale of that cannabis. Just in January.
In Chicago.
Yeah,
like
where is that money now?
Yeah,
where's it
going
to stay?
I'm just giving the numbers that
we're at. And that's my point exactly. I couldn't set it any more better myself. There's proof in the pudding right there. And where is it? It's in Chicago. Why? Because there's dispensaries in Chicago.
No, it's because
in
it's
Champaign.
Keep it
there's dispensaries in Champaign.
Well, you get a percentage of your taxes, and it comes back to us. That's what we were talking about, where they keep kind of nipping away at it.
So what percentage of that goes to the state, and what percentage goes to a town?
We get levied at 3% tax, is what we would get off of.
But we'd also get a percentage of the other sales tax too.
Correct.
I'm not sure what percentage it would be, but we'd get a percentage of that back to us.
We write the check to Chicago,
right?
And then Chicago writes a check back to us, right?
And Chicago's not a capital city, right?
Chicago's a cesspool.
But
try to give them away, but nobody wants them.
So, everybody had their.
Yes.
You have our email addresses. If you want to continue the conversation, please email us. And if you email the village directly, then Brandy or Arena will forward it out to us. So if you don't want to type in every one of our individual email addresses, mm-hmm. you can just do the generic Tolono email address, and then she'll get forwarded to us.
Okay.
So.
And if you want the links, give me a call and I can send you the links.
Well, you can actually just send them to Brandy if you want to, and she can send them out. I think, didn't you send them out already?
I sent some of them, not all of them.
Okay. I thought you sent some of them out, because I remember reading some of it.
Probably the big one is the 90 page. You've already got it, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you very much for everybody coming. We've got a lot of comments on Facebook, too. And it's up to the board, ultimately. They can make a motion to go either way, but I wouldn't mind looking to a referendum and seeing, putting it out to the taxpayers. So, anything to add, guys?
I would just also echo thank you for coming, and thank you for everybody on Facebook who's been watching and commenting. I know that they're out there, and I'll definitely be reviewing them when I get home tonight and over the next couple of days, too. So send the emails, comment on Facebook if you like, continue to over the next few days. We really just want to hear from people so that we can make a good decision about what we want to do for the village,
mm-hmm.
and we need your input on that. So appreciate everybody who came out, particularly in this weather, and we'll just keep watching for more information.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
They opposed? Perfect.